This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's 6:41. It's hump day. And it's time for
the Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They gave extra financial support to employees who can't work from home because they continue to provide essential services in their branches and offices.
Thank you.
Here's what's happening. The first thing I would like to report to you is you should expect better air quality today. So that's pretty good news.
Yesterday was actually, I don't know about everywhere, but here we looked and we were in like the 40s, which is a huge improvement. It actually felt like fresh air.
Weirdly, I know we just left the heat wave to beat all heat waves, but yesterday was kind of roasty too. It was warm.
It was
here.
Got up to about 80 degrees here.
Yeah. So nice. Anyway. You should be able to go out and get a run or a bike ride or whatever it is you're into today with much better air quality. So that's, I imagine, an improvement for everyone's mood.
Yeah.
Knowing that you can actually breathe the air without choking.
That is a good feeling. Take a deep
breath.
Speaking
of choking, that's my segue to the Clippers. They choked last night. They lost a 3-1 lead on the Denver Nuggets, and so the Nuggets came back and move on to the Western Conference Final versus the Lakers, and the Heat beat the Celtics last night to go up game one in the Eastern Conference Finals for the NBA, so there's that. We will also, I believe at 7:30, we have Scott Budman coming in to tell us everything that went down at Apple yesterday. There were big announcements and some surprise misses. Like, where's that new phone everybody needs? What are we going to do without that, Apple?
I actually like that they didn't do a phone. I feel like, you know, this whole every year you got to spend another $1,200 on some, you know, barely better than the last phone is ridiculous. I would love to do another year. What are we on now? The 11?
The 11. Well, the 12 will be the one that comes out. And while it's late, I'm sure they're going to do one, and it's going to be soon. Scott will tell us everything. Yeah. Hey, Clarky, I got a couple COVID stories, but they're actually decent enough. So do you know where Woburn, Massachusetts is?
Yeah.
Woburn?
Like Woburn. W-O-B-U-R-N, right?
W-O-B-U-R-N, yeah.
Woburn.
Well, whatever.
Woburn. I don't know. Yeah,
an electrician
I'm familiar with it.
In Massachusetts named John Kinney showed up at a 72-year-old woman's house to fix a light and got caught in a spider web. That was the least of her worries. So here he is like, all right, I'm going to fix your light. And he looks around and he just goes, oh, my God, lady, you can't live like this.
What's the
whole
deal?
Home was in disrepair. She didn't even have running water. So he just starts looking around at what needs to be done and realizes there is a lot of work that needs to be done here. So he starts fixing stuff for free, and then he gets other people involved. They got electricians. They got other volunteers to help out. This elderly woman, I guess, had been living like this for a while, but He was called out for a light and found that the stove wasn't working. The refrigerator was plugged into an extension cord. The kitchen sink was broken. And there were other issues outside the home. It ended up being one of those, you know, the neighborhood pitches in.
Comes
they all
together,
do some work.
Right.
They raise some money. They've replaced all the electrical, the plumbing. They replaced the windows. And they were able to get donations almost up to $97,000. To fix this lady's home before winter hits.
I love
hits.
Stories like this. And so this poor old lady, she needs help changing a light bulb. And this guy comes in and goes, oh, I can't, Nana, I can't let you live like this.
Yeah.
Where are your people? Where are the people who care about you? That's a lovely story.
In some cases, there aren't, you know, people, and that's maybe what's going on there. I want to believe that. You know, she doesn't have kids out there who let her live like that.
Right.
Right?
Oh, here's a video of it. Oh, look at the nice old lady.
Oh, yeah. The story's, it's legit. I looked it up. I read the newspaper articles. It's they really did this for this lady.
I think that's so sweet. I love stories like that because people, ultimately, it turns out we do care about each other, despite our best efforts to appear otherwise.
Right.
Look at this. They're cleaning it all up. Oh, they've replumbed it. Oh, they're putting in some new. Oh, they're taking all the lath and plaster off. Look at that.
Well,
oh, they've just laid new grass in the. She shouldn't be able to go out in her yard.
Honestly, doesn't it become the thing where you realize we're going to be here forever? Like, it's what you just go one thing after another and you realize nothing's been cared for 30 or 40 years here. I mean, that's got to be it, right?
Yes. I mean, it's deferred maintenance. Nothing has been done or cared. And Mickey Mouse workarounds have been put into place. An extension cord for your fridge. No, that needs a dedicated circuit. That's, you know. Look at that.
So,
he's putting
anyway,
on a new thing. Oh, that's so nice.
Hold on.
He adopted her, basically. Look at this.
Right.
Nice old lady. You know, she doesn't actually look all that old.
She's 72, and again, electrician John Kinney. Great job, buddy.
Nice work. John Kinney, everybody.
Way to not go, because it would have been very easy for him to go, here's your light fix, bye.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
$75, please.
Right. So, good job, John Kinney. All right.
That's really nice.
We've all dealt with different levels of difficulty through this year. You can't go on Facebook or Instagram without seeing the latest meme about how bad 2020 is. I actually find great humor and joy in seeing some of the things where it's like, you know, a person falls over and then there's 2020 again, you know, whatever the joke is.
Yes,
I always get a good giggle about that. Sure.
Well, we are in fact all in this together.
Right.
This, the suckiest of years.
Right. Well, at least we haven't been stranded on a cruise ship for the last 6 months.
No.
Dozens of cruise ship employees, while we've all been home, at the very least, been able to sleep in our bed and, you know, live in our home and you know,
oh
however
my God.
We're making our... These people were stuck on a cruise ship for the last 6 months. They're calling it dozens of cruise crew members are finally being allowed back on land after 6 months. The story goes, too, that they've been stranded. They're saying 7 months here. Without any salary. They're not working. They just can't, because they're not home, they aren't being allowed onto land where that ship was parked.
Where was the ship parked?
Hold on. They work for the Mediterranean Shipping Company, and they'd been parked off of the coast of Brazil.
Oh.
And
Brazil was like, no, you can't come in.
Stranded aboard the ships over lengthy repatriation arrangements. So they're in the middle of trying to work it out. It's just taken months. And these people are now saying, not only have we been stuck here, we haven't been paid. And we all have family that we take care of, whether it's wife and kids, parents, So imagine that scenario as I'll say it this way. As I bitch about, you know, having to go right off this show and then take care of my own kid, which is nothing to bitch about. These people haven't been able to even see their kids. And, you know, I often keep checking Franti's page on Instagram. There's a guy who went to his resort. Now, he's got a resort in Bali. It's not that bad. But still, they went there for a vacation and they never got to leave.
No.
They're still there.
This whole time.
It's and great. I think
but
they've
he's
made...
He's been productive, you
they've
know,
made
but
the
it's...
best of it for sure, but so crazy. Like, think about being... Even though you're in Bali, and of course I'd just go surf every day and just forget about life in general, but he's got to be like, I have a home back in San Francisco. I have...
Hope that's still okay.
Stuff to do. Yeah. I didn't leave with everything...
I'm a guy with a job, man.
You don't leave on a vacation with everything in place for 6 months, knowing that you might be gone that long. So a lot of people have gone through some heavy stuff, heavier than many of us.
Well, the people stuck on the cruise ship, I always think that cruise ships just get worse and worse. Like, day by day, everything is worse and worse on there. Like, it's like being trapped in a prison cell that's just getting smaller and smaller and, like... I assume they let the passengers off. Did the passengers somehow get to get off this thing?
Yes,
and only
I
the crew is
did.
Left?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that sounds like a freaking nightmare.
Yeah, I don't know how that works in terms of working. In fact, your niece, or is it... She worked
yeah,
on
niece,
cruise ships.
Yeah, they
so that's
did
a whole
a few
thing.
Cruises.
Like, you become a Rome... Like, you're... I don't know. When you're out at sea, you're without a country, kind of, right?
There you are. You've got a cabin and a gig that night, and at 4 o'clock you got to play a couple songs poolside. You know, they did a whole thing. I think they did it for like
trip.
6 months too. They were the cruise company wanted them to keep going. They're like, no, we're done. We're done with
about
that.
Enough of that, right?
And that was working, and actually, you know, I'm sure there was fresh air, and someone was cleaning the toilets, and 6 months later. When the person who cleans the toilets is like, I'm not getting paid. I'm not cleaning your toilet. Forget it.
Right. That's exactly right. They were even saying, we were taking care of this ship while we've been here, and they're not going to pay us. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. It's pretty bad look for the Mediterranean Shipping Company. Ding, ding. Shame.
Shame.
For the first time, listen, we're all looking at the holidays and trying to figure out how we're going to make this work. Are we going to do Christmas morning on Zoom? Is that how that's going to go? Is Thanksgiving
exactly
going to
have
laptops on at the end of the table and we'll all just have Thanksgiving via Zoom?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know if people are going to be like, do not come anywhere near our home on Halloween. You know, caution tape, whatever. I don't know how it's going to play. I do know this as for the first time in its existence, the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will be a TV-only event. So they'll still have the floats and the performers, but they're not going to walk through the streets, and there will be no spectators allowed. That is...
So the parade will be the cameras moving from one static location to another?
I'm not quite sure how they're going to do that, but I don't care about the Thanksgiving Day parade for my own personal, it's sort of
yeah,
my mom put it on in the morning and it would be on while she's cooking. And, you know, I remember the smells and all the joy of that day. It's great. It's a great day. This is going to still be on. But I do know I had a friend who lived in New York, and she would see the floats go by her apartment window.
Oh, what fun. That's fun.
And so for all the people who live there, I don't know, maybe most of them are like, great, I don't want the crowds and the crap that comes with that thing. Others are probably so bummed.
Some people like, do love a parade, you know?
Yeah, it's
just because
it's
not our thing. It's, you know. And actually, the few times I've been to parades, I have thought to myself, oh, this is fun. I'm just sitting here and things are walking by me. And now I'm getting pelted with candy. When did this become a thing? Parades.
Right. Oh, the throwing of the candy. You're familiar with that too. They do that at our 4th of July parade here
in
town.
I don't know when that happened between the time I was a kid and I went to parades and the time I took my own kids to parades. I don't know when the candy flinging happened. But man, I'm like, please stop running out into... I guess there is no traffic. Please don't roll over my kid at 4 miles an hour, okay? Thanks.
Right. That's so true. You are Wow. You just.
Like, I don't remember. Do you remember that from being a kid, do you?
No,
God, I would have loved it if they were fucking candy at me.
If they dragged me to a parade, they dragged me. So I wasn't paying attention to that at all.
Oh, really?
I didn't want to. Oh,
you just really were not a family participant. It's got
to
be difficult for you in the whole family way now.
Even my daughter will go, what toys did you love? I'm like, I rode a skateboard, kid. That's what I loved. I loved it. I didn't do toys, and I didn't really do video games. And but what toy? I'm like, I'm trying to tell you.
Well, the Evel Knievel that lit your mom's curtains on fire.
Knievel.
There was always that. That one couldn't have been a favorite for long. You did burn it.
I had a G.I. Joe, so, you know, and not the new one. I had the one with the brown afro and the brown beard, and he had scuba gear, but I didn't really play with those. I really didn't. Anyway, I'm running out of time. I'm not going to get to my boob story or my stolen underwear story or my bad guest story, but I will save those for next time around.
You should start with those. That's why you teased them. Those should be the first thing.
I know, but I wanted to do the story about the electrician, and then it
That's
got
a good story.
Me off
you should have teased that one.
Well,
all right, coming up, I got you can't believe Kristen Bell's parenting. I don't know really what to think about this, so I'll run it by you and you tell me, because it's just really what? Also, more delays and things you want to see. And South Park is in the news, too, after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.